Any voting now? Is Janet?
Yes, Commissioner Einhorn, are you here?
Oh, great, thank you. Hey, Jan, how are you?
Good, who's this?
This is Owen. This is John Einhorn.
That's John Kaminsky.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
John Einhorn is here. I'm John.
That's okay. Hi, both Johns. Hello to both Johns.
Okay.
All right, we're ready to begin. Good afternoon. My name is Owen Egan. I'm the chairman of the Freedom of Information Commission. This is the regular meeting of the commission, September 14th, 2022. It's been a long time since we've been together as a group. I'm very happy to be here in person. The public may listen to the meeting in real time by following the instructions listed at the top of the commission's meeting agenda currently posted on the commission's website. In addition, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. The first item is consideration of the minutes of the commission meeting of August 24th, 2022. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move adoption of the commission's regular meeting of August 24th, 2022.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor, I'll take a roll call. Do you have the list of names? I usually have it with me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't provide it this time to be in person.
So it's just, I'll just go. Commissioner Fuzesi?
Abstain. I was
on. Okay. Commissioner Hankins?
Aye.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
Aye. And Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Thank you. And Owen Egan, yes, it passes unanimously. Thanks. Next, we will consider the hearing officer's reports. I will call the docket. If you wish to address the commission on a particular docket number, please let me know when I call it, and we will mark it ready. We will take up the cases in the order that they are called. First is docket number FIC 2021-0151, Kenny Holly. This is Chief Police Department, Town of East Hartford, et al. This was a failure to prosecute. Is there anyone there? Is Mr. Holly there, please? Anyone there from the town of East Hartford?
Yes, Mr. Commissioner Robert Fitzgerald, part-time corporation counsel for the town of East Hartford.
You wish to be heard on this matter?
Yes, Mr. Yes, Mr.
This was a failure to prosecute. You wish to be heard?
Yes, just very briefly, just to put something on the record. It shouldn't take more than a moment of the commission's time.
Okay, why don't you do it right now, please?
Thank you. So Robert Fitzgerald for the town of East Hartford, part-time assistant corporation counsel, pursuant to Connecticut General Statutes 4-179, respondent respectfully requests that this commission adopt the proposed final decision in this matter, dated November 24th, 2021, and dispose of this matter for failure for the complainants, Mr. Kenny Holly's failure to prosecute the matter.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'll call again. Is Mr. Holly there? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion. Thank you, counsel.
Mr. Chairman, as was stated, the complaint failed to appear. No objection to the respondent. I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuzesi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Chairman Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you, counsel. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0567, John Kaminsky and Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Correction, et al. Are you still there, Mr. Kaminsky?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to be heard?
Hey, let me get my file up. I had no idea this meeting was happening today, so I had no idea which one you would be calling. I have several.
So, sir, if you wish to be heard, I'm going to just mark it ready. And if not, and we'll move on to the list, and then we'll take you up.
Then mark it ready.
Oh, we'll mark it ready. Okay. And is there anyone there from the state of Connecticut?
Yes, Attorney Jen Lepore for the Connecticut Department of Correction.
And your name again?
Attorney Jennifer Lepore.
Jen Lepore. Thank you. Thank you, Attorney Lepore. All right, we'll mark that ready. Thank you. Docket number FIC 2022-0052. Albert Farah and Angel Queros, Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Correction, et al. Is there anyone here on that matter?
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Tracy Crown for the Department of Correction. It is my understanding that the complainant will not be appearing today. but we are here to press the adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Thank you, Attorney Brown. Good to see you. Anyone here on this matter? Is Albert Farah here on this matter? All right, I entertain a motion.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, as the complainant is not here and at the request of the respondent, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Frizzashi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you, Attorney Brown. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0334, Tammy Thompson versus Chief Police Department, Town of Stafford et al. Is there anyone here on that matter? Would anybody wish to be heard? Is that you?
No.
Okay. I thought you were raising your hand. All right. Since there's no one here, I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This case, the complainant failed to appear, and it was a dismissal. I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeshi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0349. That's the one we just did? 0349, Megan Portfolio versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, and State of Connecticut et al. This is affiliated prosecutor as well. Is there anyone here on this matter?
Good afternoon. Kirsten Rigney for the Commissioner on Energy and Environmental Protection.
Would you like to be heard on this matter?
No, Your Honor. I think Hearing Officer Harmon did a great job. Your work for this meeting.
Thank you, Counsel. Is there anyone else here on this matter? Megan Portfolio? I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, seeing this was a complaint failed to appear and dismissed, the complaint is not here, and at the urging of the respondent, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeshi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, myself, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you, counsel. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0549, Kyle Brody versus Chief Police Department, City of Bridgeport et al. Are you there, Mr. Brody? Is there anyone there from the City of Bridgeport? I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is a dismissal. Not seeing anyone present, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeshi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0550, Anthony Torres versus Angel Quiros, Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Correction et al. Is Anthony Torres there? Is there anyone here from the State of Connecticut?
Attorney Jennifer Lepore for the Department of Correction. Seeing as the complainant is not present, I would move or urge adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Thank you, Attorney Lepore. I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is a dismissal at the request of the respondent. I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeshi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Next is docket number FIC 2021, Greg and Jen Haythorn versus Ann Hughes, State Representative. Is there anyone here on this matter? I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, in the docket FIC 2021-0569, seeing the one here, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Okay. Motion being seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeshi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Next is docket number FIC 2022-0001, Kevin Rennie versus Office of Chief State's Attorney, State of Connecticut, Division of Criminal Justice et al. Is anyone here on this matter? No action was no order was recommended. Do we need a vote? Yes, Colin.
We have a hearing officer report. I think we just approved the hearing officer's report, if it has, even if it has no closure term.
Yes.
So we just move to adopt?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Mr. Chair, I'll forward that motion to adopt.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeci?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. And then last is docket number FIC 2022-0035, Robert Cushman versus Jason Thody, Chief Police Department, City of Hartford, et al. Is there anyone here on that matter? I'd entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, seeing that neither party is here, I move adoption of the House report.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeci?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you. So we'll move back to matters that were marked ready. We have docket number FIC 2021-0567, John Kaminsky versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Correction, et al. Oh, yes. Yep. Excuse me. Before I take up that case and we call any other cases, we will ask the Executive Director, Colleen Murphy, to please make the usual announcement.
Right, two announcements, one slightly different from when we used to appear in person, and that is that we are recording this meeting in its entirety. There is no need to request a recording when your matter comes up, and that will be available on our website soon after the meeting. And second, pursuant to our regulations, oral arguments, 10 minutes per side, and I'll keep track of that. Just have Mr. Kaminsky, please.
That's it, just Mr. Kaminsky. All right, thank you. So I'll call it again, docket number FIC 2021-0567, John Kaminsky versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Corrections, et al. Are you there, Mr. Kaminsky?
I am. I'm going to make this very simple. While I was waiting, I was looking through my file. I'm good. Very good. What I was waiting for was a copy of the disc at the hearing. I got the copy of the disc, and I had no other objection to it. The hearing was conducted very well.
Thank you. Thank you. Attorney LaPorte, do you have anything?
No, I agree with the complainant. This was
conducted
very well.
All right. And I entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, seeing that the parties agree to adoption, I will move this matter for adoption.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzeci?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Second. Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you. Mr. Kaminsky, thank you, Attorney LaPorte.
Enjoy the weather.
All right. Thank you. That's it. So we're on to number three, consideration of the Superior Court decision dated August 26, 2022 in Jason L. McCoy versus Freedom of Information Commission, docket number HHPCV 2160692 78 S's and Sam.
So this matter was argued by Kathleen Ross. She's over at the appellate court right now. I'd ask Felicia Harmon if she would like to report on it. Essentially, the court upheld our decision, but I'll let Felicia speak to that.
Yeah, it was Attorney Ross argued this. It involved a request for naming rights agreement from Bridgeport that we found exempt pursuant to 1-210B5B, which is the commercial or financial information given in confidence, not required by statute. The court found, there were several claims about the commission's final decision that, you know, there wasn't a thorough search, that it wasn't prompt, and that it didn't meet the statutory language of B5B. Judge Cordani disagreed and upheld the commission in terms of the promptness determination, in terms of the thoroughness of the search analysis, and also with regard to the record itself, it found that it met the test for commercial or financial information given in confidence. It's a good decision for us. Attorney Ross did a great job, and she's As I will tell you in a minute, she's at the appellate court right now, so that's all I have.
Great job. Thank you. Any questions? Any commissioners?
Through the chair, if you could pass on, you know, best wishes to the staff and for Kathleen on a good case.
Oh, I will.
She did a great job. Thank you all.
Thank you for that one. The next item is the consideration of motion to reconsider final decision on August 19th and received by the commission on August 19th, filed by the complainant Ethan Book versus City Sheriff, City of Bridgeport, and City of Bridgeport. So Mr. Book filed this motion to reconsider. As you know, in the UAPA, somebody can, within 15 days, ask you to reconsider your decision if there's an error of fact or law that needs to be corrected, or there's new evidence that's been discovered that there was good cause why it wasn't introduced in the first instance. And in reviewing Mr. Book's petition, I don't see either of those prongs being met. He seems to rehash a lot of what came up in his hearing and then before the commission back last month. So for those reasons, I would recommend that you deny the motion for reconsideration.
You know, apart from several highly improper ramblings in this 10-page motion, there is nothing that would require consideration of this matter. Therefore, I move that it be denied.
Thank you, Commissioner Hines. Second. Thank you, Commissioner Streeter. Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fusashi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously.
Now we're on the report on pending appeals. And yeah, I'll turn it back to you to mention those few items.
So last, Attorney Harmon, yeah. Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So last week we argued the Demas versus Freedom of Information Commission and Hartford Courant in the Supreme Court last Thursday. You'll recall that that case had to do with the disclosure order of a police report concerning an accidental death produced by the Demas Police Department, which is substantially dedicated to Whiting Forensic. It was a really good, I argued the case. It was a good oral argument. The court was very engaged. We had five justices. I think it went well. We'll see, we need three. But I do think that they were very interested in a police report being claimed to be a psychiatrist patient privilege record. So we had a very lively discussion about that. They were a little concerned about the disclosure of the person who passed away's name in terms of being associated with Whiting Forensic. So I think they're reading diagnosis very broadly, that even if my name is associated with being incarcerated in Whiting, I think they're seeing that as a part of my diagnosis, but we'll see. It went well. Right now, Attorney Ross is at the appellate court arguing in the Sarah Brash versus Freedom of Information Commission and Yale University, which you'll recall had to do with the commission's determination that a police report or a police investigation was deemed to be uncorroborated and therefore exempt under 1-210B3H. We were upheld by the lower court and Ms. Brash appealed. So that argument is taking place right now. And it's Attorney Ross and Attorney Aaron Baer arguing for the side of to support the decision. So I think that's gonna go very well. And then new appeals. We have a new appeal that came in on September 8th, the sixth hand delivery in the eighth by certified mail by Mr. Godbout, appealing our determination not to set down his case for a hearing with regard to his complaint against this commission. And if you recall in that decision to summarily deny when you read through all the standard things, you know, he's been here a lot and he's, you know, taking up a lot of our time, but substantially the commission does not maintain any of the records that he wants. So we'll deal with this on appeal and I'll keep you posted.
The first case that you mentioned, which case was that?
Which one?
The very first one you talked
about. At the Supreme Court?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services versus Freedom of Information Commission and the Hartford Courant.
Who were the justices?
Let's see. I had Eckert, Keller, Robinson, Mueller, Doria, and I had Mullins. Yeah. So it was a good panel. I think if I had to guess, I would say, I think Justice Eckert maybe issuing the room. He was the most, he had the most questions. He was hard on me, but very, very hard on Dina. Harder on them in terms of their arguments and things. He seemed to want to find some way to be able to redact the records, but he wasn't very impressed with the way, because the record, you'll recall, went into the in-camera, went in, so the police report is unredacted, and then for some reason Demas redacted it, and he was not pleased with the way in which it was, I believe, over-redacted. So it's interesting. I don't know how the court will come down. I think Diorio seemed very responsive to, am I saying that right, Diorio?
Dioria.
Dioria was very receptive. And Eckert. And Justice Robinson didn't say much, so we'll see. I felt good about the argument, though. I thought it went as well as it could have gone. I had a great moot court team, too, so that helped.
A lot of preparation.
Yes, lots and lots of prep. People really dug in for this, so I was really prepared. They didn't ask anything that I hadn't been asked during moot court, which was nice for me.
So what you're saying, the moot court was tough on you, too.
The moot court was almost tougher than the Supreme Court. So.
That's good.
And it lasted like an hour and a half, so that's a little bit.
Good job to staff.
It was a good panel.
Great job.
Well, congrats. You know, good job for the staff, and hopefully the result will be satisfactory.
Did you have any update on the drum cases? Definitely.
No, so I think, you know, in consultation with actually Attorney Miller, we think the case is going to go next month on October 19th. We think it will go to the Supreme Court's On the Road program, but I don't think they're there yet. But in thinking about the nature of the drum case and that it was on HBO, and it's the kind of case that if you're going to pick a case to go on the road with, it will probably be this case. We just haven't got the official word that it's going to go, but we think it's pretty likely it will go. As soon as I know, you'll know.
And the amicus, the petition, anything on that?
No, the ACLU of Connecticut filed a motion for permission to file an amicus brief. They are late under the rules, and Attorney Floyd Dugas filed an objection, but I think they're going to want to hear what the ACLU has to say on this case, and that would allow the Madison Police Department, through Attorney Dugas, to respond. I think there's an opportunity for him to respond. So the timing of all that is what's making me think there's a chance it might not go November 19th, but the ACLU said if you just grant this, we'll have our brief in 3 days. So I'm pretty sure that the Supreme Court will want to hear from the ACLU, even though, no argument, they're late under the rule, but, you know, they've been very busy. And so we'll see once that gets granted and then Attorney Dugas files his response, we'll see if there's enough time for them to set it down. I think they may choose like two or three cases to go on the road. So it would go to Eastern Connecticut State University with two other kind of very interesting cases. And they'll do it in the auditorium, I believe, in front of the undergraduate school. So it's going to be very fun, I think.
Yeah, it's a great learning tool.
Fun. We'll see. It's different. I'm excited. I get to argue with.
Exciting.
Well, thank you. Great job.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you.
All of you.
Let's see. Executive Director's Report, update on return to in-person meetings and hearings. We are here. Thank you all for being here. We have had a few days of in-person regular hearings, too. By and large, things are going well. You know, we've had a few little bumps just trying to get back on target, and we'll refine all of those things, but we're all, I think, very happy on balance to be doing it that way. So that's all I have on that. And under Executive Director's Report, under staff reports, I'll just report that we are trying to fill our last position, I think, in this round of positions for a secretary. And we have, we wound up reposting that position, and it has just closed. So we'll be trying to secure that position so that we can give our support staff, spread the wealth with all of the work that everybody's been doing. So we're hopeful that we'll get that squared away pretty soon. Under legislative report, nothing yet. Sure, we'll be talking soon as the legislative session approaches, but nothing yet, and nothing under new business.
Okay.
Well, it's good to be back.
Yeah.
Thank you for staff
Thank
holding
you.
Down the fort. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
I will move adjourn.
Thank you. Motion's made and second. I'll take a roll call of those in favor of adjourning. Mr. Einhorn.
Yes.
Commissioner Fuzeci.
Yes.
Mr. Hankins.
Yes.
Mr. Streeter.
Yes.
And myself, Chairman Owen Egan. Yes. We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Great job. Thank you.
All right.
That was quick.